Mona Simpson is the author of three sprawling novels, one of which, Anywhere But Here, found its way to the movie screen. Simpson's new book, Off Keck Road, is a much smaller novel. Reviewer Alan Chu says it puts a lot in its few pages.
The book opens in Green Bay, Wisconsin, during the winter of 1956. Middle-class B. Maxwell, a doctor's daughter with a slightly asymmetrical face and virtually untested virginity, finds herself home from the state university and seeking some companionship. So Bea telephones her sorority sister, June Umberham, who lives on the other side of town, off Keck Road, and the two friends talk on the local party line. A farmer's wife, who lived, we're told, somewhere farther out than the Umberhams, interrupts their call. "Well, how much longer are you going to be?" the woman asks. In the rest of this intense short novel, we get the story of their lifetimes, the lifetimes of Bea's family, the lifetimes of June's down-at-heels neighbors, the lifetimes of all those stalwart folks who stay put in Green Bay, spending their years mostly in one place. From steady, dependable Bea's point of view, we learn of the Green Bay way of life, its tastes in music and clothing and food, the flavor, for example, of everybody's favorite local hamburger, served, we hear, on rye bread, the meat bleeding through and mixing with the odd, sweet, hot mustard. But for all of the engaging details of the moment, there's an ironic brevity to this narrative, and at the same time, an urgency that carries us all too swiftly along to Bea's own middle age. The powerful sense of time passing, not an easy thing to convey in fiction, lends this short work a depth of feeling many much longer novels often lack.
The book is Off Keck Road by Mona Simpson. Reviewer Alan Chu teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.